Morning, everyone. Maybe that dark screen was a visual reminder that God does shine in the darkness. We are blessed and privileged this morning to have our guests, Edmund and Charles Setta Orfe, here this morning. I think the last time was 2021, because the dates and the timing didn't work out last year for Edmund to get here. But Edmund is originally from Harborsville, Liberia. He's a native of Liberia. And they currently reside, when they're not in Liberia, they're in Fredericksburg, Virginia. But he's been to other places over the years as preaching for various congregations here. They have a daughter who's in the armed services and serving overseas, where? In Turkey right now. She's in Turkey. She joined up the last summer, I think, a year ago. So we appreciate the newsletters that Edmund provides on his work. I hope you take the time to read those when they're emailed out. I don't get any feedback, so I don't know who all opens those things up and reads them, but we try to share that information out. And so it's a pleasure to have him here. And this gave Domingo an opportunity to speak to our Hispanic brethren this morning, since he had not done that in a while. So Edmund, we're pleased to have you here with us and look forward to sharing what you've been doing and sharing the good news in Liberia.
Thank you, brother. Okay, okay. Good morning to each one of you. I want to do the housekeeping work first before we can hear what has been done in Liberia, and then closing that up with an awesome word of God. But I want to thank God so dearly for giving us the privilege to return him back to America, the country that is the beacon of hope today. I want to thank you because there's just one reason that you have come this morning, and the reason that I have come from all the way from Liberia is because of him crucified. That's the reason. We have come from all kinds of places, and we're meeting in the house of God so that we can be blessed by God. So that's why we come. But this morning, I want to thank you so much for what you have done for us and done for the people of Liberia. You have agreed with many of the congregations in Liberia, in America, to send us to Liberia and then do what God wants us to do. Because you can go, we are willing to go to do the work. I am not new to this church. I got a lot of friends from the Northeast Church of Christ that are now here. And I've met a lot of other new friends in this congregation over the years. And I believe there are some new ones here today. But having said all of that, I want to consider speaking to you today on the things we do in Liberia. Charzetta is a partner. I don't know why is it moving fast. Are you able to control it back there? As a slideshow? Moving there fast.
Oh, Jesus is to me.
Right there, starting right there. Good. As you continue to watch him do what he does, I will do that now. Okay, good. All right. Praise the Lord. I was telling you that Charzetta and I, we have lived in America for a while. And when I completed a study in America, I decided to go back to Liberia, and she said, yes, we can do that. Okay. All right, so I think there's a final work. So Chasetta said, we can do that. So we decided to go to Liberia. And we went to Liberia. And that's Liberia in a rare spot. To be able to do mission work, it caused a lot of challenges. And we have been in Liberia ever since 2018, laboring in Liberia. And today we're going to be talking about these things that we do in Liberia. We're going to be talking about what we term as Back to the Bible campaign. How is it done? And we're going to be talking about workshops in this presentation this morning. And we'll be talking about evangelism in the rural parts of Liberia, not only in the urban areas, and we're going to talk about the construction work we are involved with in Liberia. Then we're also going to talk about our radio ministry in Liberia. Then we're going to talk about also a graduation program by two of our Bible schools in Liberia. Then we're going to talk about the children's party and then close that up with baptisms in Liberia. Having said all of that, I want you to kindly do me a favor and turn your Bibles this morning to the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers is where we're going to be talking a little bit today, and I'm not going to keep you that long. I know some of you have other engagements, and I know that some of you will want to be out of here and take care of business. So for you to mark your Bible this morning, we're going to be looking at chapter 21, and then we'll be starting from verse number 4, and then we'll close at verse number 9, and we'll be talking about that. But the reason that we will go back to Liberia is the reason that is shown in the book of Mark 16, 15 and 16. And I heard a scripture reading this morning, and I heard some of biblical reading this morning, and it just ties in with the work that we do in that country. In Liberia, we had a visitor this year in Liberia. His name is Dan Goodyear. Dan Goodyear, he is an international director for East Africa and West Africa. What they do is that they try to partner with people that are operating Bible schools. And that's what Sunset is doing in Liberia. So he wanted to visit with us. But when he went to visit with us, he saw some of the things that we don't besides teaching the Bible in biblical school and teaching in congregation and in the community. We show him this aspect of our work. And this work was born through our door-knocking effort. We would go into the community to preach the gospel and teach the gospel. But what we realized is that there are lots of children in that country. They don't have the opportunity of going to school. So we found a way to bring them together and teach them how to read and write. But the goal there is to teach them about Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, I'm pleased to report to you that this kind of strategy is working. Not only are they being taught the word of God, but now their family members are coming to hear him by Jesus, and they are obeying the gospel. So Dan really enjoyed talking to them every morning, because Dan was with us in Liberia for 2 weeks. I want to encourage you, if you have the time, to come and visit with us in Liberia so that you can see what you're supporting and labor within the work that we are doing. And every morning, Dan will meet the students and just speak to them and encourage them and give them the word of God. When we took many of these students in, they didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to sing. You could hear them singing every morning, singing to the glory of our God. You not only singing, but you can hear them reciting memory verses without looking in the Bible. So it just befitting that we have our hands in that program and teaching the children about God. Every morning they will have their own devotions, and we guide them and see how to serve God as well every morning. But we want to thank you because you did that. You are praying for us, and you continue to send your support to our efforts in Liberia. We come to say thank you. Here they are, and playing and having a good time together. And isn't that what Jesus wants us to do? Helping little children, giving them hope and knowing about Jesus, the one that came to give hope to this dying world. So this year, we had about many of them graduating from the nursery school and on to the first grade. And now they can read. Now they are able to write. Now they can read the Bible. And that's awesome. And all of this is a graduation ceremony that we had for them this year at the Gulf Church of Christ. And on my left are individuals we call teachers that are supporting the little ones, teaching them. And some of the teachers were in our facility and they didn't know God. But reaching them and teaching them too, many of them there are Christians today. So that is a win-win. But not only that, we have engaged in what we call construction project for the Kilib Children's Center. We are trying to build in a place that we can now rent, that can come in and just learn more about God and learn how to read and be better citizens for that country. And that's what you have done. And that's what we all are doing together. and the man are working on the project. And when the project is completed, we're going to have about 30 rooms, because we're going to have the first floor 10, second floor 10, and third floor 10. So that'll be 30. They're going to have classes. They're going to have auditorium. They got a good computer area. They got an area highway counseling kids. And they're going to serve the community for a greater good. But what is all around that is Jesus' name will all be lifted. And that project is ongoing. And this year, my wife with the children, she brought them together to have what we call a children's party. And that's a building on my far right that we are renting now. And that's the reason why we got involved into building the place for them, so we can save some money up. And then on my far right is a lady called Justina. Justina is a member of the church, graduated from school, but there's not work in Liberia for them to employ her. She did agriculture. But having done that, she harvested her crops, watermelon, cucumbers, and brought her first harvest to the church. And her harvest has been taking care of our children when they come to Bible school to serve them some vegetables that has been harvested. When Dan was in Liberia, we have another ministry called Campus Ministry. I took him to one of our points. At this school, we are teaching the Bible there every Wednesday. They gave her the opportunity to get in there to teach them some basic courses that War Bible School uses. And through that, Dan was able to see what has been done there. When he got there, we did some good works there together. And this was one of the sections that I controlled, the 12 graders, teaching them in their classroom. From Caleb, the children's school, and then West Houston this year, we had 34 individuals that obey the scriptures through water baptism. And we just thank God for humbling you and humbling us to serve in Liberia. Not only that, we also have a radio ministry that we are on the air 2 times a week. And that is a helpful tool that is reaching the nation in Liberia. And we want to let you know that all the things we do in Liberia is because we want the people to know that there is a church that Jesus died for. Not the Pentecostal church. I love them. But I speak respectfully, not the Catholic church. But you and I know that we got to share this message forcefully and urgently so that people can know him and be set free. And not only that, we also have what Brother Goodyear went to. Dan Goodyear went to Liberia for. He went to Liberia to get partnership with us in the school of evangelism. And he was able to participate in teaching these students for 2 weeks. And here is the school in Liberia that we're operating. We operate a school for 2 years, and after 2 years, they are given a diploma in Bible. But we wanted them to learn more, so last year we visited Accra, Ghana, and then went to a place called Bumsu, Ghana Bible College. And we got into a partnership with Ghana Bible College so that when our students graduate from here, they can move on there, so that they can get another 2 years and then get a BA in Bible and then come on to Liberia. Many of us are aging now, so that when we age on, they can replace us and do the work more effectively. That's what has been done in Liberia. But we have 2 sections there. This section and the first section you saw, this section is the set of the sections. They only come to school on Saturday, because many of these people that we see in this class, they come only on Saturday from 9 o'clock, and then we'll close the section by 4 o'clock. We cannot, but the first session will come from 3 o'clock and close 8 p.m. So we are not going to keep these men and women here studying, and we cannot give them something to eat at least. So they are having lunch in one of our Saturday sections, so that's what they are doing there. Yeah, we have a feeding program for them. But we do some recruitment of students, and we get in the street, or we get in some communities sometimes, so that we can be able to tell them about what we are doing and through our recruitment. And we have been able to be successful to getting some of the men. Like one guy, we got one son of Tower and his entire family from the Baptist church. Today, studying with a school, they became Christians. During the year, we have meeting, faculty meetings, sitting and planning for what we're going to do. And we in the school, we have about 7 individuals working with the school. But from that meeting, 3 of our members didn't show up that day because they have other engagements. They're from somewhere around the country. And Eddie is teaching the section in the library of the school. And on my far right is a congregation golf church that we work for. Many of our members were brought together to encourage them to see reason why they need to come to the Bible school and study and get to know God better and spread the word of God. We did talk about a Back to the Bible campaign. Back to the Bible campaign is done through training of the local congregation, bringing them together. But this year, we took our students from the School of Evangelism, and we took them to this place called Yikpedu. It's in the northern part of the country called Lofa County. We were there for 1 week teaching from this village, from house to house and heart to heart. And through it all, we were blessed. And that's the town and the village in the mountains. And we had a great time teaching and listening to them. And here we see some of our campaign workers from the school, and they came along with us to help. And also campaign workers waiting on a meal to be eating, and below is a transportation that has been used to head on the mountains and travel there. Here's the good news. When we did work there for 1 year, there is never a Church of Christ in the area, only a Lutheran church was there. I'm pleased to report to you that today we have a Church of Christ in Yikpedu. We have a preacher there because he graduated from the 4-year Christian school, one of our sister schools in the area. And I just thank God for sending us to Liberia. And that's the first meeting for that church that had the opportunity to preach at the first meeting. And this next month, they're going to be having people from Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. We're going to be having a meeting here. And to be able to encourage the people more about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is very urgent. And that's some of the new Plenty Church members in Yikpedu, sitting from house and studying. Some waiting on the meal. Now on the Yikpedu, this year we did 4 of the campaigns, and this is in Bidensville. In Bidensville, we bring people together, train them, and go in that community. And we taught from house to house. From our efforts, we had about 7 baptized and 2 restored during our week of our campaign in the Bidensville area. This area is an urban area in Liberia, outside of Monrovia. And that's what has been done, teaching and just baptizing folks there. For here is a workshop we conduct before going off for a campaign. And Arthur David, one of our missionary friends that is working in Liberia, he and I hosted this workshop for the brethren in Liberia. And that's the workshop we are having with them. And here are the people that participated in the workshop. To be able to go out and teach better and listen to folks. That's the campaign stay going on training workshop. And we also had a privilege of going to a place called Kakata. It's just outside of Monrovia. And we had another training there for the men in Kakata. We have 9 people got baptized from the campaign that we did there. And 1 got restored in Kakata. Those were some of the members that got baptized in Kakata. I want to encourage you at this point, if you are on Facebook, you will need to follow us and see some of the things we do, what God is doing to us, through us, every day in Liberia. This is the church that we are working with, and when we went there was not a church in this area called the Gulf. We started this group, and today we are blessed to be meeting under the trees, but God is working something out for us the last time we met. And this is what we are working on. That's the building that will be housing. It will be a home for the Gulf Church. And in that building, we have the Bible school will be in that building. In that building will be the auditorium where we will be able to preach the gospel. In that building, it will be an area where women will have a center to learn how to sew, and like Sister Ducker, for the community. And one of the good things I'll take from this work is that not all the people have the funding to do what they do. But Sister Susanna will come, and she wants to help the best way she can, bring water for the workers so that they can continue the construction. We all need to put in and work. And when out, that's how far we have taken the building. And we're looking forward, as we speak right now, to trying to put the melter on the building. And we just thank God for that. And here is the Gulf Church. We have a workshop ourselves. We don't want to forget about ourselves. Helping others, but we need to bring it home and have workshop and thank the people in our community. And that was the workshop, people that participated. And that was the workshop, people coming for material to pick them out and go on. After that, people get baptized. This year, in the Garden of the Gulf area, we had about 53 individuals baptized in Moab. Because people are working, people are getting involved and teaching. And that's what's happening there. The last meeting we held before coming back to the States is that one. It's in the foyer area. We had it, and 4 got baptized in that congregation. And here what I was telling you about, one of our sister school, they graduated 28 students this year, but their program is not as strong as the program we have. For them, they have 1 year study, and we are trying to work with them with the curriculum we'll be getting from Sunset, so they can do it 2 years if they are willing to do that. Then we have the same partnerships, we can send them to Ghana for study as well. And one of our brother that is a member in Foyer Church graduated as well. And here is the baccalaureate service ceremony we got involved in. And after all the graduation was done, we took up time to go in the community and just teach. And these men that I'm studying with on the left-hand side, 2 of them got baptized in the night, and today they are Christians, and the other 2. Some baptism in the foyer area. As it is, nature all over the world, we had a lot of rain this year in Liberia. Flood overtook the area, and we lose a lot of things as well. Flood everywhere. Well, brothers and sisters, we in Liberia, we have needs. And the need we have are showing up there to you. We thank you for your prayers. The last time we came, we have a generous donation from someone here. A loving sister gave us a contribution of $500. That went towards buying the Bibles. And as you see, Bibles are needed for those that are converted And we give them as a present if they don't have one so that we can continue to study. Also, for the Bible school that we haven't, we trying to have the laptops for them or Chromebooks, whatever it may be, so that they can be equipped and study the Bible when they come into the room. Where we have the Wi-Fi, they can turn on their laptops or Chromebooks so that they can study or they can communicate with friends around the country here. We can have instructors here just teaching a class. So we try to do that. Also, we need a used vehicle, Toyota, to be able to move around the country and take our students up country. We are not looking for something. We got something new we appreciate, but we're looking for something that one can afford, a used one. And also, we need support for the children feeding program, the radio ministry, and also those that come to give their services to the Bible school. We need to encourage them with some allowance to pay their way to come. Well, I want to thank you very much for sending us to Liberia. You have done to us good work. And to the work in Liberia, you've been a blessing for what has been going on in Liberia. I want to thank you for watching to the end. I want you now to see what Moses is faced with. It's what we're going to be talking about in the book of Numbers. I'd like you to kindly turn your Bibles there. I won't keep you down long. My topic I want to use this morning for what I'm going to be talking about is this. Bitten by a snake. And today you and I, we are not bitten by a snake, but we are sometimes bitten by sin. All through what we're going to be reading and learning, we are going to be, at the end, we're going to be looking and seeing what has been demonstrated by this cross. We are going to see that here are people like us, eat like us, think like us, but we're going to see that this nation, loved by God. How are they going to show their love to God is what you and I are going to be learning about. And we're going to learn about how the messenger of God, how is he going to respond to the people of God? Let's go there in. It said, from men all, they set out by the way to the Red Sea. You know, whenever we see and we hear about the Red Sea, what comes to mind is the victory. What comes to mind is the redemption. What comes to the mind is how Moses led those people to the Red Sea. All of that, God hand the work. God is doing the work here for the people that he loves so dearly. He's going to take them through. But look at you. God has taken you through your Red Sea. God had done a lot of good things for you. But how are you responding? How are you behaving to this Almighty God? Israel is no different from us. As it went by the Red Sea, we are told to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient on the way. My advice to myself and my advice to you, never get weary in your work for the Lord. My advice to you is do never get impatient with your fellow man that God has called you to serve. with the church, with your leaders, with your family. Serve him. Love him. Because when you do, it will be a great thing. When you do, you can change things by the help of God. When you do, you bring honor and glory to Almighty God. So the people became impatient. Becoming impatient is one thing. Here they are. Sometimes we have that same mentality. We get impatient with some things because we are human. But see what this nation is going to do. This nation redeemed by God. This nation loved by God. Number five, we say, and the people of God, the ones that God took through the Red Sea, the one that God took through the bondage of sin. The people of God, like you, God delivered you from sin. The people of God, that God would just move them with his mighty loving hands and just put them in the wilderness. And they were not crushed by the Red Sea, but they were delivered. But look what the people are going to do to God. They're going to speak against the Holy One. But they didn't stop there. Further, my Bible will say they spoke against the mingle. They spoke against the elders. They spoke against those that are working alongside ministry in the church that we call Green Bank. But my Bible is saying here the people in the wilderness that Moses is helping to lead so that they can get on to the promised land that God had for them. Now they are not satisfied, but what they're doing is that they are speaking against Jehovah God, and they just step another mark and speak again, and they spoke against the man called Moses. That's unfair. Whenever we get impatient, it must not be able to speak against people. We must always show love. Because God is love. Amen. Now, they did that. I think it broke the heart of Moses. Because look, Moses suffering it in the wilderness with them. Moses going around and just helping them. How do you feel when someone speaks against you? How do you feel when you are criticized? How do you feel when you are looked down upon? I believe our friend Moses felt different, but he would just go on to do his work. Go on to serve God with a good attitude. No matter why they speak against you. No matter what, they're not recognizing what you're doing. Just do what you do. So here we see in the next verse why they have brothers. The thing is said, they say, why are your brothers here, Moses? Why did you bring us here? Well, some people, they don't want to come to God. They be redeemed from the world of sin. They still want to go back there. Here Moses has been questioned why. And their complaint is that the place where he brought them in order for them to die. And I respectfully argued this morning, Moses did not do that. He never intended to do that. Moses' intent is for them to get free from the bondage of Egypt. I believe each one of the elders and the deacons and the ministers and the teachers in this congregation, by going up into the community to preaching the word of God, is not to bring the people in the church to die, but them to grow. So I want to say this to you. Let us just do what we do so that people can know God. So they claim that the maid is baseless, it's untruth. Moses did not bring them there to die. You know, They went on to say, for there is no food. They lie. They're not telling the truth. There's always food. God said, when we need anything, we should ask. We should knock. Would you seek? Amen. Whenever they needed food in the wilderness, whenever they were tested in the wilderness, when they asked Moses, Moses would ask his heavenly Father, and they would find a way. He would get instruction how to provide. And when you imagine God provided something so special, the manna from God, and these people would stand, they would say there is no food. You and I, we should never say there's no food. We got spiritual food. We can survive on this. We can live on this. We can strengthen others on this. But these men, as I argued this morning, they are lying. God always provided for them. And not only that, it said no water. And they said the food is worthless. They went too far. They broke the heart of God. It's discouraging. It's distasteful. But look what it said in this passage. God sees everything. God sees all that you do, what I do. He hears all that we do. God knows what he did there. It says in verse number 6, then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bait the people, so the many people of Israel died. I can relate to this snake bite. My father working for Firestone, got retired. We all would ship up the nuff. My father was working on his farm, trying to earn an honest living for his family. He was bitten by a snake. He didn't make it. The venom was too much. He died. He didn't die because he sinned. He died because medical care was not taken there. He died because no care was given him. But these people are dying because of what they are doing. You and I, we would die in our sins if we continue to live in them, but we're going to see that even though God is going to send a serpent to be able to bite them and they would die, but God always has a way for calling folks. If they can do what they need to do, they will be redeemed. Redemption is available this morning. Redemption has always been available. So we see in the pages here, 7 was saying the people that displeased, people that talked about God, spoke against God, they would turn around now. They would come to Moses. How will you feel when somebody trash you, somebody disrespect to you, but now things turn the other corner for them? But now they are coming to you. How you think they came? I think they came in shame. How should you respond? Oh, you should say, no, you disregarded me. You disrespected me. But Moses is teaching us a lesson. Moses would not say no. Amen. Moses would not say no, you disrespected me. Here is what the acts of this messenger. They said to him in this passage, one of Moses said, Moses, we have sinned against you and sinned against the Lord. Every day we break God's laws. When we do like they did, we better recognize that and ask God to forgive us. And they said to Moses, we have sinned. So Moses, this is what we want you to do for us. Moses, go to your God and ask your God to help us. And Moses did not say no. Moses would go to Almighty God on their behalf because he was working on their behalf. And God would tell him, as we close our message, get something like a cross, put it on the pole. If they can look on it, they will live again. I come to say to you, if you have sinned, look to Jesus. If you have wronged him, ask him for forgiveness. If you are not his follower, look to him and believe that he died on the cross for you. Not only was that he died on the cross for you, but he was buried for you. He rose on the third day, and he can give you the same redemption. His blood will wash away your sin. This is not the same Jesus we are talking about that was sit with a man that came to visit with him in that beautiful city, knock on his door. Nicodemus. This Jesus will look at Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And Jesus will pull the same message out that has been taught in the wilderness by looking on the poor. And Jesus is going to tell him the same thing. And Jesus will say that to him. Jesus will say the same thing to my friend in John chapter 3, 14. Was it Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life. Do you want eternal life? I believe you say yes. Do I want eternal life? Yes. But what about those that are not believers? What about those that are living in sin? Do you want eternal life? I believe they should say yes. They should come to Jesus. And Jesus teaches Nicodemus, that same Jesus, to say, Nicodemus, in order for you to be saved, in order for you to see the kingdom of God, in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Let's take that message across America. Let's take that message across in the state of Delaware. There is a hope, and the hope is Jesus the Christ. Amen. If we believe in Jesus, then we must see Jesus all in the book of Numbers, saving the children of Israel. They became ungrateful, but they realized now they need forgiveness. And when they were looking at the poor, God says, I will make them to live again. When you and I continue on this strength that we are on, obeying the word of God, we can change our world. If you are here this morning, you've been coming, but you are not a Christian. One, you believe that he's Jesus. Well, but you have not repented fully. But I ask you this morning, do you love him? Or some of you, I'm not perfect yet. I don't think I can be born again. Well, only sinners. He came for sinners. The Bible says in Acts, when we sin, we are sinners. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, those people that got baptized, what happened to them if their sins were forgiven them? And that's what you need. And if you could come this morning and say, look, I want to be a follower of Jesus. I want redemption. I want to lean on Jesus. We will baptize you this morning so that you can have a newness life, and then you can continue on faithfully looking on the cross. May God bless you. In Jesus' name.
main slide deck. So, backup plan is pull out the book, Great Songs of the Church, and it's hymn number 357. We'll sing the first two verses. Unless you have it memorized. Three, five, seven. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Verses 1 and 2. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.